that God is going to visit me.
Whereunto you do well that you take heed. as a light that shineth in a dark place. Until the day dawn and the day star rise in your heart. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you once again that you grant us this privilege to come. Lord, together again in your name. I pray your spirit will bless us. And we give our hearts and souls over to you. Give us an ear that we may be teachable and can hear. Now bless and anoint us to minister the word, we pray. And I pray you bless the congregation to receive. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
All right, be seated, God.
Praise the Lord.
Now, we're going to continue this afternoon on the same thought we had this morning. And it centers around the day star, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Alright, we looked at the church ages this morning. And we saw the church ages. We saw there was a time period before the church ages began. The church age has begun about 53
AD.
But the day of Pentecost was 33
AD.
Giving us about a 20-year period before the church age started.
Hallelujah.
And at that time, the face of his face shined like the sun. And the little book was open. That's the word of God. And he said, you are the written epistle read of all men. You are the word of God. Everything's open for you. And then along about 53 AD, the church began to fall away. At the very first church age, the Ephesus church age, which started in 53 AD, John wrote and said, you're fallen from your first love.
Yes, Johanna na andika, alukwari chereza, opetwa kanisa ya merenepwa, ilukunga, umukunda kwa yukukuhanza.
And the church went through a 7 church age period.
Kami mtulele kanisa lukwawa, umukusinja mshanju.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But before the church age started,
koka kandi, umukusinja mle kanisa, umanga tanchire,
the word came to the Jews first. On the day of Pentecost, there wasn't one single member of the bride in the upper room. That was to the bride. It was to the Jew first. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The day of Pentecost was a Jewish feast day.
Now,
and
And there were Jews gathered out of all nations under the
heaven.
As they were gathered in Jerusalem for that feast day, God used that opportunity to pour out the Holy
Ghost.
Amen. And they went everywhere preaching the gospel, but only to the Jews. That means chapter 11, and I'd like to read that one for you. Acts chapter 11, verse
19.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It says, now they which were scattered abroad upon the persecution about Stephen prevail as far as Tinnith, Cyprus, Antioch, preaching the word to none but unto the Jews only.
Andalatan sive okiva okwabeo avega Stefano. Bade na maika oinike na kupro nomere Antiochia batine ouaruku gandrechigambo kurekawa idaya woka.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now I want you to notice this was about 40 AD.
Kanye ndangwecho chimanye muchikakorwa omwaka kwa makunyana nyuma ya Kristo.
The gospel has spread it out in all the cities of
Jerusalem.
All the cities in Israel. All the cities in
Israel.
Amen. It's begun there. Then it spread to the colonies of Jews all around another nation. And they continued to preach the gospel to none but to Jews only.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God was taking out the Jews to make up the first part of the church. And when the field seal was open, it was revealed that the Jews are the brethren.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
So later on, the Jews rejected the word. We picked that up in the 13th chapter of the book of Acts. As Paul preached the word to the Jews, they blasphemed him and rejected the word. A background on this, just
over
here this morning.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
So we see that when the Jews rejected the word, Paul said, your blood be upon your own head. Paul said, seeing you judge yourself unworthy of eternal life, lo, we turn to the Gentiles, for thus has the Lord commanded
us.
When Paul went to
Ephesus,
he went to the Jews first.
And
they rejected him. That's when he said, your blood be upon your own head and shook the dust off.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. And then God, by this time, Paul had understood he was to go to the Gentiles. Hallelujah. Amen. There's where the bride comes from, the Gentiles.
That's
the 15th chapter. He takes out the Gentiles of people for his namesake.
Hallelujah.
We find, as we read this morning, in 2 Corinthians 11, chapter verse 2, Paul introduced the church to
Christ.
He espoused or engaged a bride to Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he wrote 13 or 14 books to the bride.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. At this time, the Jews had so rejected Christ. The Romans 11th chapter said he broke off that natural branch.
Amen.
Romans 11:25, Paul said, Israel's land in part.
Amen.
All right, now, the the Jews had their Pentecost.
Now they have Isaiah, but had Jonathan, the Quaker album.
There in Jerusalem.
Over the other side.
The Holy Ghost fell. The Holy Ghost fell in Jerusalem.
Oh, my own fell, I can't go over the other side.
They spoke a tongue.
Oh, I got many.
They danced in the Spirit.
They're a bashing and a you.
They rejoiced in the law.
Bashing and a woman will come up.
Then, in 40 A.D.,
there went now, we're back up on the
Peter had the keys to the kingdom.
But there are no shoulders of God come up.
But on the house stopped praying.
I come in here, I want to praise you now, shut up.
And God gave him a vision.
They don't come in here, I'm hard for it.
He saw a sheep let down before him three times.
Yeah, I have a shoe, can you hear me? Shoe, my rude, shut up.
And all manner of animals were on that sheep.
I didn't know you said you bring the ball and carry that into a shuka.
That one clean part of you deep. The animals that one clean part of you deep was on the sheep. But God told Peter, rise, kill and eat.
There are many more. Rana Gandra, the better of Choita or you.
Peter began to talk back to the Lord then.
There are many more. Better at the Gandra, come on, Gandra, come on.
He said, not so, Lord.
Yeah, just put him, come on.
Nothing coming, nothing ever coming in my mouth.
No, you know, it's the Kashandra, it's the Chikadra, don't come up.
But God told him,
what
God claimed, come on, come on.
That's it, come on. I shall need it.
But that's it, it's going
to come on.
And
then
three men down at the gate, said, go with them, they're having nothing.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
They were sent from Canaan's house.
But come on, ask me, where could go, Moshe, after
they
Hallelujah. Amen.
And Peter was told to go to Canaan's house.
They were going to Petro, Yaraji, Wokujenda, Moshe, after
he had a set of keys. He was going over the kingdom to the Gentiles. Hallelujah.
Amen.
As Peter preached the word of God,
now make your better of me. I will let you out of the hunger
to the Gentiles. That the gospel hadn't been preached to before. Remember, they were preaching only to the Jews.
Amen.
So Peter began to preach to the Gentiles. While he spoke the word, the Holy Ghost fell.
Chapter 53 AD.
During this time, Paul engaged the Gentile bride to Christ. All espoused the bride to Christ. His face shined like the sun. And they had that open book. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. We found out this morning that in 96 AD, that the church had fallen away by this time. Not very far, but far fell from the first love.
Amen.
Then Christ became the high priest among them. As the church went into the dark age. And we read this morning in Revelation chapter 1, for the first time it was introduced to the church.
There were
seven spirits from the throne of God.
The
greetings to the church. Amen. And as these seven angels came and sang forth their voices, John was about to rise. Hallelujah.
And
then one of them seven angels ministered to
each
church. Notice all seven spirits that were at the beginning of the church.
Bring
greetings to the church. As the seven churches were established in Asia, they began to fall away from the first love.
You'll
find this in chapter 2 and 3 of the book of
Revelations.
There was something wrong in each one of those churches.
The
Philadelphia nation was the greatest of all. It was the church of brotherly love.
Church of brotherly
love.
Hallelujah.
And then the church began to go in darkness.
Hallelujah.
Now I want you to notice Paul was living before the church age started. And he preached from 40 to 53
AD.
That's when the dead were raised, the sick were healed, and new
lives were born.
But Paul was living when the church age started.
Where
he came that messenger that first church age.
Then
you start with Paul bringing it all the way through the brother
Branham.
And the angel that sounded in 96 AD. They were revealed here in
1963.
Hallelujah.
I'm
on about 1963 right here. Revelation 1 and 20 talks about this mystery of the seven stars and
the seven angels. Revelation
chapter 10 verse 7 says that seventh angel
sounds.
The mystery will be finished.
Now
I want you to notice not all the mysteries of the Bible. But this mystery that was sealed in the days of John. That related this mystery age. Preaching what Paul preached.
We're
preaching When we preach about the seven seals, we're not preaching about what Paul preached. When we preach about the seven stars, we're not preaching about what Paul
preached.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Now the church is almost reached perfection right here. The Gentile church was the chest virgin in gates of
Christ.
But just as Adam and Eve were turned to God of Eden, and Eve was his wife, before Adam got the serpent got there first. The serpent got there first. Got to eat the flag.
Okay. And Jonah, Ekamiha,
hallelujah. Paul said, I fear as the serpent
that God eats. You'll
be the guy from the simplicity that's in
Christ. So the church fell away. And
it fell away
from the
original word. Then God brought in a new revelation. He brought in a survival message for the church. A
survival message.
The church is survival. That regional church, he gave a five-fold ministry for the perfection of the
saints. But
as the church fell away,
then
for each one of the seven church
ages,
God sent a star for each age. A messenger. And that spiritual angel ministered to this earthly man.
And the
church Revelation chapter 3, verse 1 says, the seven stars and the seven
stars.
It took a man and a spiritual angel behind him for each one of the seven church ages.
And
when these seven angels came to Brother
Branham,
he said that seventh one flew right straight to me. He said that seventh angel came right straight to him, Brother Branham.
He
said it meant more to me than the others.
That
was that spiritual angel that ministered that earthly man. But when God opened the seven seals, he reached out all seven of these angels. When the seven seals opened, God took all seven
of them.
And the voice of the Lord said, return to
Jerusalem
from the
elements.
I'm going to open the seven seals, God said. I'm going to clear that mystery. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And when the seventh angel began to sound, the mystery was finished.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Now the early church started out. Jesus, when he gave the parable in Matthew 13, the parable of Matthew
13,
there are seven parables there. Each parable corresponds to a church age. But the first parable was the sower went forth to sow seed. And it was only good seed sowed in the field. But then later tares began to come forth. The servant said, should we pull up the tares? Should we pull up the tares out of the field? But Jesus said, let them know together till harvest.
Let them know together till harvest.
So all seven church ages, wheat and tares, grow together. But he said at the end time, at the harvest, he was having a separation. It separated the tire from the wheat. One day.
I walk out of your bottom, and I stop with kujyana kwa Marisa barwe irya kabiri mbere yashuze.
Hallelujah. But in the land of Yokohama.
Kwakandi kuba icyo musengera gakizwe.
Hallelujah. That's the day of our lives and our hearts.
Amen.
It talks about we got a more sure word of prophecy.
It's a God of free man, or of all of them are coming
back. We do good to look good. We do well to look good.
There's somebody who's ready, Father, and you're me.
And it will be as a light that shines in a dark place.
There is a promise now of request from me.
Until the day dawns.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And when the sun rises again,
is over to the house to come to the room.
We'll not have only the first hand of the word, we'll have the second hand too. The first and second hand of the word.
Other
words, we won't just have the letter of the word, we'll have the spirit of the word. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God has
Father.
Now we get
into the other
little age here after the seventh temptation.
They'll
find call it the bride
age.
We're not in the church age. Don't miss this part. The Bible says the manna ceased to fall.
yaleterao okugwa.
Hallelujah.
All seven churches are fulfilled.
Jesus.
The man has ceased to bow. Now we can go corner of the land. We're back to the original again. Amen. Now we'll go back to the original ministry. Hallelujah. Now remember, in Paul's message,
several
church occasions was unknown. In Paul's message, seven thunders was unknown. In Paul's message, seven spirits was unknown.
Hallelujah,
everybody did tell us about the ministry God would use to bring the church to the full stature of the man Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. And it goes back to the original again. By the old ministry. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Elijah told his servant one time, after a long drought and
raining
a long time, he prayed seven times for rain. It sounded servant each time after
he seen it.
But after that seventh prayer, his servant saw a little cloud
about
hallelujah! After the seventh church angel.
Oh,
my.
The thunders uttered and John sailed
them.
The angels came to Brother Brown and he revealed them. I'm going to leave a people that's real strong
in their
to begin with. I'm
going
to leave a people more encouraged than the world. Praise God. Somebody said, Brother Bean, are you trying to get the following? I said, no, because I've got no heaven for you to go to. Amen. Amen. I only want you to one that Jesus Christ.
According to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of of the body under the edge
of the body.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That day is over. That's neither day nor night.
It is over. It's
the prophet.
Yes.
And
it is all
there to remove.
Now
here we meet the child. With the prophet God. Yes, we can. Will we continue to let the word grow?
Hallelujah.
Brother Peter, church I preach, the word grows, multiplies, and prevails.
Hallelujah.
Amen. That's what it's doing today. It's growing and multiplying and
prevailing.
Amen.
Amen. Paul said so mightily grew the word among you. Starting with
Paul.
It's been laying all that we need. Paul didn't preach them church aid, but Brother Brown did. Hallelujah. Take what Paul preached and lay the seven church aids on top of it. Take what Paul preached. Who didn't preach the seven church ages? And lay these other messages on it. Amen. We got a full understanding of the word.
Hallelujah.
Paul didn't preach seven church ages, but Brother Brown did. Hallelujah, is that right? Paul didn't preach seven seals, but Brother Brown did.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now we got complete understanding. Now we can reach the fullness of the stature of the man Christ Jesus.
We know
what them seven stars were. We know what the seven angels
are.
A cloud arising for the latter rain.
It's true that you would go.
mama, we say we're good.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the
Lord.
Amen. Yeah, I believe everyone is happy.
Amen.
You know, Pastor Bennett,
of
course I was trying to follow what the brother
says.
And you know, before someone grounds this message,
there
is a times where he may reach and get lost a
little.
But when he comes and reaches here, at the end you will see the whole road he has been
following.
And I have followed it, and I can say now, I'm
not
offended in any way. Because I can see the purpose of the message,
he's
even to call us out of denomination,
and
he's also to turn us to the faith
of our
Father. Then we have seen the apostle,
the